Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.
Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strengths, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within European Union fora, and series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout this series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing the European Week of Sport within the sport sector. I am Norbert Cilia, Senior Manager at the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel, composed of Ms. Rosemary Mercia, Assistant of the CEO, and Mr. Carlos De Valla, Admin Officer, Events Department, both from Sport Malta. Sport Malta's core purpose is to inspire Maltese and transform the nation through sport and through innovative, fun, and meaningful sporting experiences. Welcome, Rosemary and Carlo, and thank you for joining us to share your expertise. Rosemary, can you give us an overview of the European Week of Sport?
The European Week of Sport is an initiative of the European Union against a background where people are practicing less sport and doing less physical activity across Europe. The European Union decided to start this initiative towards a healthy lifestyle. This is also reflected in Malta, where we have a good percentage of people who never exercise and never play sport. And we, as in Malta, we joined this initiative through Sport Malta. Sport Malta is the national coordinating body for this initiative, and with a vision and a mission to promote sport and a healthy lifestyle, Sport Malta is engaged in this initiative, encouraging people to be more active towards a healthy lifestyle.
Thank you. What is your role towards this initiative?
Sport Malta organizes a number of events during the week. The European Week of Sport, although it is just a week, it is an activity, an event, a project which takes place between each year between the 23rd September and the 30th September. It takes place always during the same week. And we organize activities to give tasters to the general public, to give them tasters of sport and physical activity, fitness, etc. With the aim that they engage in physical activity and sport throughout the year. Sport Malta doesn't do all the work on its own towards this initiative. We have several stakeholders. We work within the sporting community, so we work with sport organizations, which organize their own events within this initiative. We also work with different workplaces. We work with the education sector and with the fitness sector. We also try to, after the pandemic, we also are trying to encourage people to be active at home as well. So it's another theme which we are tackling. Regarding sport organizations, we encourage them to do their own event, and we brand it with our Be Active message. Within the workplace, we also do at our own workplace, we took an initiative to encourage our staff to be active even during the time they are at work. Within the educational sector, we work closely with the education department, and we encourage children also to do sport and physical activity. And with the fitness sector, we have a good relationship, and we try to organize one specific activity related to the fitness sector, so that we promote fitness.
Thank you. Carlo, what is your role towards this initiative?
Good morning, and thanks for inviting us to your program. My role in this initiative is the coordination of events during the European Week of Sport. The work related to the European Week of Sport extends beyond the week itself and encompasses a year of events. Our main tasks are the selection, organization, and procurement for branding and merchandise, creating schedules of events from the start of September till mid-October. Coordination of the two main events, the Be Active Night, the main national event, as well as communication with federations, associations, sport organizations, and other stakeholders. Our role in this initiative is to avoid the normal routine of work, but work passionately for the love of sport.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing about the European Week of Sport and Sport Malta's role towards this initiative. We're now stopping for a short break. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on the activities and benefits of participation in the European Week of Sport. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. I am Norbert Cilia, and in today's episode we are discussing European Week of Sport within the sport sector. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Sport Malta, you may wish to visit their website, which is www.sportmalta.mt, as well as their Facebook page, which is called Be Active-Sport Malta. Furthermore, should you wish to make further inquiries, you can also email them at info.sportmalta@sportmalta.org.mt. Following the first part of our discussion, we shall now focus on the activities and benefits of participation in European Week of Sport. But first and foremost, Rosemary, I wanted to ask you a bit about the history of this initiative. What can you tell us about how it started?
It started back in 2014, where, as I said, the population needs to move more. It needs to do more physical activity and more sport. Back in 2014, there were only EU member states part of this initiative. The national coordinating bodies were one from each EU member state. Later on, this initiative, it was doing so well that states outside the EU were asking also to join this initiative. And so it opened up to non-EU member states, not necessarily candidates to become EU member states. There are states who are not candidates. And later on, it also opened up to non-governmental organizations within the sector. The EU member states, they are called national coordinating bodies, while the others, the non-EU member states and other NGOs, they are referred to as partners. The national coordinating bodies, they are funded, but the partners are not. They are not funded by the European Commission. There's been a substantial increase in resources towards this initiative, and it evolved throughout these 8 years. It evolved greatly, and there are a lot of benefits coming out of it. In fact, in Malta particularly, the number of people, the percentage of people who never practice sport or do any physical activity back in 2014, according to the Eurobarometer, it was 75% those who never practice any sport. Then back in 2018, it was 56. It went down to 56%, and hopefully now in 2022, hopefully this percentage has gone down significantly through the work done not just through the European Week of Sport, but across the board in Malta, because there's more awareness for people to do physical activity, to move. Because it's no secret that inactivity leads to undesirable diseases which are related to non-activity.
Thank you. You've touched upon the benefits of obviously moving and exercising. Are there any specific benefits you can also highlight regarding participating in the European Week of Sport?
So basically, even though the week is just 1 week, as I said before, we give tasters to people to start doing physical activity and sport. The main problem with an activity is the inertia of people. They think I'm not good enough, or they might not find the opportunity to join a club or to start doing physical activity. And the European Week of Sport is meant to bring these people closer to physical activity and sport, with the aim that they do it throughout the year. Inactivity leads to non-communicable diseases such as cardiovascular diseases, and it takes you away from a healthy lifestyle. The European Week of Sport is a means towards starting doing something. The benefits are both physical and mental. So it's worth starting doing some activity, because it changes the way, the perspective to life as well.
Thank you. Yes, I certainly agree. Carlo, what are the events that are related to this project?
All European countries and other Eastern countries celebrate the European Week of Sport with two main events. The Beactive Night take place in each member country on the same day and at the same time. This year, this event was scheduled during the European Week of Sport, in which we have organized a 2.5-kilometer walk open to all public. Four routes were set out, each of which all ended up at the Cotonera Sports Complex. After the walk, Sport Malta organized a 5-kilometer run, started from Senglea Point Beach and once again ending at Cotonera Sports Complex. Following the conclusion of these two activities, we transformed the sports complex into an OCR arena with 9 obstacles for OCR athletes to overcome. After 2 years, the Beactive Night was opened for the public so as to allow members of the community to follow and support all athletes and participants involved. However, this week's central event was the Beactive main national event. Year's main national event was again held during the European Week of Sport at Marsa Sports Ground. The event started with a football tournament in coordination with the Youth Football Association for all Malta and Gozo nurseries under 9 category. In the afternoon, other associations and federations exhibited and competed in separate zones of the sports ground, displaying their respective sport for all the spectators present. For Sport Malta, the European Week of Sport is not just a week, as other sport organizations during that month organize other activities all over the island. Another activity was the Beactive Sport Malta Academies. Sport Malta holds 6 academies in 6 different disciplines. During the European Week of Sport, these 6 academies exhibited their disciplines and promote Sport Malta during an activity at Kirkop Sports Complex. Another big event is the European Sports School Day, in which, with the collaboration of the Ministry for Education, all school students during the European Week of Sport did about 120 minutes of physical activity and other cleanups all over their locality, their respective locality, with the theme of Going Green.
Thank you, Carlo. Rosemary, is there a specific theme related to this year's European Week of Sport?
Yes, the European Week of Sport is not just about sport and physical activity. For this year, we are also including awareness about the environment and also healthy lifestyle. So we are combining these two items, the environment and the healthy lifestyle. And so we're doing, as Carlo said, we're doing cleanups as well. And we also are promoting healthy food even during our events. So whoever comes to our event will find healthy food and drinks. And also, as we know, one might think that sporting events, for example, may cause also littering during our events. So we also thought about that, and this year we are also, one of the giveaways is going to be aluminium bottles, so that we avoid the single use bottles as well during our events.
Thank you. In order to conclude our podcast today, I wanted to ask one final question. What is the message that Sport Malta would like to convey through this project, the European Week of Sport?
Sport Malta always aims to put the well-being of every demographic, whatever their background is. Through the European Week of Sport, we can reduce further the percentage of people in Malta who do not take part in any sport or physical activity. During this time, we are able to emphasize more on supporting physical activity and sport in general, and the post-pandemic recovery of sport through the benefits of the European Week of Sport, which helps us to push people further. For us, the European Week of Sport is an opportunity to push more a healthy lifestyle, time to sport. Healthy eating and environmental conditions, including other aspects of good health. As an entity, Sport Malta will focus on various ends to reach its goals like every year, such as youths, workplace, home, education, along with sports clubs, fitness centers, and outdoor sports.
Thank you, Carlo, and thank you also, Rosemary, for participating in this podcast and sharing this information about the European Week of Sport. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed the remit and functions of Sport Malta vis-à-vis the European Week of Sport. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt. In order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Sport Malta, you may wish to visit their website, which is www.sportmalta.mt, as well as their Facebook page, which is called Be Active-Sport Malta. Should you wish to make further inquiries, you can also email Sport Malta at the following email address, which is info.sportmalta@sportmalta.org.mt.
Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.